Hundreds of people gathered at the state capitol yesterday as part of a national protest against President Trump. It's Thursday, February 6th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Republican members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation are applauding President Trump for investigating and pausing federal funding programs. And businesses in Superior are being forced to relocate to make way for the upcoming replacement of the Blotnick Bridge. Stay with us.
Some people wonder what it is that makes NPR's news coverage feel so personal. The answer is easy. We're talking to you. Listen weekday mornings to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Hundreds of people joined a nationwide anti-Trump protest at Madison's Capitol building yesterday. Anna Marie Yanni has the details.
Elon Musk has got to go.
Attendees called to remove billionaire Elon Musk from his new government role. They also protested the Trump administration's recent crackdown on immigration, trans rights, and DEI. Rita Tiniente is a nurse from Madison. She came out to represent immigrants.
Immigrants who are my family and friends who are feeling unsafe to leave their house.
She says her parents came to Wisconsin in the 60s, and she was born here.
We're all trying to do the same thing. We're all trying to have a better life for our kids, a better life for our family. And that's what the American dream is.
She says immigrants are part of the American story. After gathering at the Capitol, people began marching downtown. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republican members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation are applauding President Donald Trump and billionaire Elon Musk for investigating and pausing federal funding programs. Musk has become the face of Trump's efforts to cut federal spending. The shakeup has left some Wisconsin Head Start programs and nonprofits unable to access federal payment systems. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany brushed aside claims that Trump and Musk are breaking the law by freezing funds approved by Congress.
Did we appropriate the money? Yes, we did. But it is up to the executive branch to make sure that the money is going out in a fashion that represents the will of the American people.
Democratic members of Wisconsin's delegation have referred to actions by Trump and Musk as an insurrection and a coup. Meanwhile, Musk has voiced support for cutting funds to Lutheran service organizations. A list he shared on social media includes at least two organizations that do work in Wisconsin. Hector Colon is the CEO of Lutheran Social Services of Wisconsin and Upper Michigan. His group was not on the list, but he responded to Musk's assertion, urging him to rethink the decision.
I hope he can figure out fraud. And that would bring hundreds of millions of dollars back to the taxpayers and to communities that really rely on those government resources. But I told him I think he's got this one wrong.
Of the two Wisconsin groups that were referenced by Musk, Lutheran Child and Family Services said their funding is still in place. Gunderson Lutheran Medical Foundation in La Crosse said that any public funding it receives was approved through the legislative process. Governor Tony Evers is proposing new state funding to promote agricultural exports. As Hope Kerwin reports, it's part of his proposal for the next two-year state budget.
Evers announced on Wednesday that his budget proposal includes $80 million for farm and food-related initiatives. Much of the funding goes toward existing state programs, including one focused on growing dairy and crop exports. The governor wants to add $171,000 and a new staff member to support the work. On a call with reporters, Evers said he worries the threat of tariffs from the Trump administration could hurt the state's trade relationships, especially with Canada.
They buy a lot of dairy from our state, dairy products from our state, and they feel that the efforts on the on the side of our federal government are going to do nothing but make that more difficult.
Evers also proposed adding $1 million for the state's producer-led watershed grant program and prohibiting the use of the term milk by non-dairy alternatives. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Public and private sector leaders met yesterday in Milwaukee to voice support for more money going to the universities of Wisconsin system. Wisconsin ranks 43rd nationally in public funding for higher education. Before the panel event, UW System President Jay Rothman said that needs to improve.
To win the war for talent, we simply have to do better.
The system is asking for an $855 million increase in the next state budget. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson said he supports that request.
And if we make these sort of investments in our university system, if we show young people that, hey, there's opportunities for you here, there's possibilities for you here, I think that helps us to be a more competitive place.
Republican legislative leaders have called the funding request a likely non-starter. About half a dozen businesses in Superior are being forced to relocate to make way for the upcoming $1.8 billion replacement of the Blotnick Bridge. As Danielle Kading reports, the process has proved challenging for some.
Superior Lidgerwood Mundy is among businesses being forced to move. The Superior City Council signed off on an agreement between the city's redevelopment authority and the company to develop a site within an industrial park. It's part of a roughly $19 million project to relocate. The site will host a 68,000 square foot building. Jason Cirque is the city's planning, economic development, and port director. He says the company has operated in Superior for about 80 years.
Lidgerwood was not more or less prepared for this, and this is something that has been kind of hard for them.
The city is offering nearly $2 million in financing under the deal. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has given businesses until next January to move. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Quick check of sports. Milwaukee Bucks star Chris Middleton is on his way to a new team just ahead of the NBA's trade deadline. That's according to a source that spoke to the Associated Press before the multiplayer deal received league approval. Middleton's a three-time All-Star and Olympic gold medalist, and in 2021, he helped the Bucks win their first NBA title in half a century. But he's been struggling with injuries lately. This season, he's been limited to just 23 games, 16 of those coming off the bench. Under the deal, Middleton and rookie A.J. Johnson will head to the Washington Wizards. The Bucks receive Kyle Kuzma, who's averaged 17.2 points per game over his career and just over 15 points a game this season. They also get former UW Milwaukee player Patrick Baldwin. Right now, the Bucks are in fifth place in the Eastern Conference. They've lost in the first round of the playoffs each of the last two seasons. And last but not least, quick check of weather. There is a wind advisory in effect from 9 this morning until 9 tonight for about the southern two-thirds of the state. Could see gusts up near 40 miles per hour today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with highs in the 20s and 30s. And that'll do it for a very busy Thursday. Thank you so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. As always, leave us a rating and review, let us know what you think of the show, or email us at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.